This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's chief military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said in an army briefing on the evening of Tuesday there is progress on the release of hostages, but recommended waiting until details are final. A source familiar with the negotiations said Hamas would free 50 women and children, including some foreigners, while Israel releases 150 Palestinian prisoners, mostly women and minors, during a temporary four-day ceasefire. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Russian President Vladimir Putin and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called on Tuesday for a political solution to the Israeli-Hamas conflict at a virtual BRICS summit of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday said the BRICS group of developing nations could help with a political solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The comments came during a televised summit where Putin again blamed the Middle East crisis on the failure of U.S. diplomacy. He did not explain how any effort might be organized. Russian and Western policy experts say Putin is trying to use the Gaza crisis to his advantage as part of a strategy to court allies in developing countries.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. A U.S. warplane killed multiple Iranian-backed militiamen in Iraq after they fired a short-range ballistic missile at American allied personnel in the country, the Defense Department said Tuesday. It's the first time the U.S. has announced a strike on an Iranian proxy force in Iraq after targeting Tehran-linked sites in Syria on three occasions in recent weeks in response to attacks on American